Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everybody to episode 207 of the Church Reality. It's Prez. We're here on Sunday, July 15th, 2018. Surprisingly, the universe is still intact. I don't see how it can be considering all that's going on. But, yeah, we got a crazy show lined up for you tonight. As always, you know, we're going to talk about the current events in politics and the crazy stuff that's going on right now. You know, but I kind of want to open the show up with a little bit of humor. I want to talk about Trump over there on his little European tour that he's doing right now on his way to meet with Putin. The funniest part about the whole thing was, you know, London had these protests. You know, they didn't want Trump in the city. You know, they didn't want him in the UK. They didn't want him nowhere near Europe at all. And they actually went and got this giant blimp. It's like a 20-foot balloon shaped like Donald Trump, depicting him crying like a baby with a diaper, complete with a cell phone in his hand. So he could tweet while he's floating up there. Can you imagine him getting off the plane, going downtown into London on his way to meet the Queen or whatever, seeing a big giant blimp of himself as a baby? Oh man, that's hilarious. And even more funny, the baby blimp is now on its way to New Jersey. Residents of New Jersey just signed a petition to bring the blimp over so they can use it to protest as well. So you're going to see this thing. Apparently, it's going to be going around the world in different places. So that's going to be funny. You need to look out for that. But, yeah, it's crazy, crazy things going on in the world. You know, I want to open up the show with a little bit of humor. But, you know, sadly, there's a lot of stuff that's not humorous. Another man was shot and killed by police, this time on the south side of Chicago. I haven't seen the footage, but apparently it's saying right now that police have released body cam footage of the incident where a man was killed. And you know, there was some clashes with the police earlier. I heard that people were lobbing bottles of piss at the cops and all kinds of different things. And so Chicago is getting ready to erupt. Now, that's a city right there. You know, we had a show here about 5 years ago, right here on this show, where we did an episode on Stop the Violence in Chicago. We had some gang leaders on the show trying to call a ceasefire. So that city is definitely, that was the year actually where it had as many murders as Afghanistan as a whole country did. That's a warring country. Doesn't have nowhere near as many murders as one city in America, if that doesn't tell you something. So that city is definitely a city that's just a ticking time bomb. And Trump has already threatened in the past to release the National Guard on the city of Chicago, which would result in a huge, huge mess. You know, we don't even want to think about that. But, you know, cops did release body cam footage. I'm going to check it out later myself and see what it is. We got a couple callers on the line. I think one of them is my co-host. This is Miss Elaine Riddick. Let me bring her on. Hello, Elaine. How you doing?
I'm good. How is everybody?
We're doing good. I got to see a baby Trump balloon floating in the air. I thought that was funny. and it had a cell phone in its hand. You know, that way you could tweet while it's up there. but that balloon's actually coming to New Jersey. It's going to go to all other places, too. You know, I'm not a liberal or, you know, I'm not right, left, you know, Republican, Democrat, I communist, whatever you may be, I'm not political at all. I just looked at the humor in the situation, and I thought that that was hilarious. This jerk gets off the plane, and that's one of the first things he sees is a giant balloon of himself depicted as a baby.
Yeah, I bet he was embarrassed. I mean, like he said they didn't want him there. You
they
know,
did not
and,
want him there.
Yeah,
London,
I mean, that was
one of his favorite cities.
Yeah, I can imagine how he felt. But, you know, a lot of that, you know, is because of the same thing that he's doing over here. What he was doing is he's trying to dictate to them about immigrants. That's what it was, immigrants coming
immigrants
over
and,
New York. Yeah. But the prime minister, what's her name, May? Well, I guess she's the one that said, well, you know, really? Basically, these people built this country. They were here before we were. You know, so
yes.
I like that message that she gave them. And she said, and you people are welcome to come back home.
And that's the way it should be. I mean, right in the Statue of Liberty, it says, give us your sick, you're hungry, you're poor. You know, we're not supposed to be doing that. There's ways we could get people into this country the right way through different processes. We don't have to separate mothers from children. I think that's ridiculous. But Trump is bringing all this on himself. I mean, he doesn't care whose feelings he hurts. You know, I remember he made fun of that disabled reporter who had like some type of multiple sclerosis or muscular dystrophy. You know, I mean, the guy's a heartless prick. Whether you like his politics or not, you know, or the way he handles business or not, he's just a arrogant, pompous jerk. And really, nobody can dispute that fact. I mean, the guy is a jerk. We have a caller here. Let's see, this is area code 401. Welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you? Good evening, everybody.
Good
doing
evening.
Real good. Real good. What is your name and where are you from, buddy?
My name is Bart Canwell. I'm from Rhode Island. I'm actually from the Netherlands.
Oh, from the Netherlands. Okay, I got a friend over there, the wonderful producer, my friend D-Tag. He's from the Netherlands as well. What's going on up where you're at right now, Rhode Island? Do you have any talks with anybody back home? And if so, what do they think about Donald Trump and everything that's going on here in the United States?
Yeah, first of all, I'm a Dutchman. Second of all, I'm not in politics, but my opinion in that, yeah, I think Trump is doing a great job as a foreigner. So got rid of the cabal, 12 years of, I think everybody has seen what's going on right now. Yeah, hello.
Hi, it's Elaine. How are you?
Hi, Elaine. I'm glad you're there.
Yeah, I have been reading your videos and listening to your videos all afternoon, man. That is some heavy stuff. That is some, oh, my goodness gracious. You know, and, you know, we would like to have you on our show along with
some
Yeah,
of course. Of course, I don't know these people. I don't know their backgrounds. And you know who I am. I don't know if you inform these people about me. Maybe you can do that.
Yeah,
then I can listen.
Definitely.
Yeah, I would love to, you know, get you with some other people along with myself so we can talk about our experiences coming up under eugenics and the way and coming up under these awful governments. You know, I mean, I just, you know, we have a politician here in Virginia trying to make pedophilia legal here in the United States.
Oh,
you know,
horrible.
And I think that is.
Yeah, no, listen, it's not, Elaine, listen, you can marry a child in Sweden from 9 years old.
Yeah, I was just reading how they're trying to make it legal at the age of 11. You know, and here in the United States, Listen, believe me or not, because I've been posting on this and researching this for a very, very long time. You know, here,
know.
You wouldn't expect that this is going on in the United States, that you can marry the same thing as it is over in Sweden, as it is in Africa, as it is in Europe, this here in India, all over the world. It's like we don't have any rights, and that is not good. You can marry me at the age of 7 here. Washington State, Virginia, every state within the United States is allowing this here, and it must be talked about. I am very, very angry that people are silent, and they're giving the, I mean, silence meaning that you're given permission for these things to happen. You know, and I am angry, very angry, that nobody even care. We talk about aborted babies, you know, and we talk about Roe v. Wade, and we talk about these other things, but what about the children, these innocent children that you're giving to these grown men? You know, and this, again, it's all over the world. So it needs to be a conversation, and people don't like real conversations. They would rather listen to crazy stuff. Stuff that don't even matter, and they would rather turn the head towards what needs to be spoke about. But anyway, I didn't mean to go there, but yeah. So how are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty okay. Tired.
Yeah. So Adams is supposed to be joining us tonight too.
Okay, so maybe you can contact him on Facebook and say, does he have the number?
Yeah, I gave him the number earlier.
Okay.
He seems like a nice,
so,
nice
yeah.
guy. You know, and I
Sorry?
Enjoyed our conversation today. His
yeah,
money.
It was,
and you, yeah.
It was a very good conversation. And, we continue what we do, and yeah, I'm still continuing with my political asylum. So this week I go to the attorney, and she has enough evidence right now, so I'm gonna connect you with her.
Yeah, and another thing about this show here, my producer Scott, his name is Scott Meatbark, and. We have been talking and trying to expose this stuff here in the United States for years. We have been talking about Pizzagate, and oh my goodness, and you know about Pizzagate. And we have been trying
yeah,
to.
Yeah, actually.
Yeah, go ahead on.
I'm the walk. Sorry?
Yeah, go ahead on. You talk.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I've been there as a child, and. I know exactly what's going on, and yeah, it has to stop, and it has to stop worldwide.
Right, and see, and this is what we have been trying to do, and this is what I have been, this is what I was just saying. You know, even though we have been trying to expose it, you know, goodness, man, welcome aboard. Welcome
yeah,
to
I
our...
exposed.
Yeah, and,
you know, I exposed Pizzagate.
Yeah, Sky, he exposed Pizzagate.
In the Netherlands, with the royal family involved.
That's a good thing you did. I commend you for that because, you know, we need to tell the truth so that more children do not get exposed to this. We had a woman on the show a few years ago. She was a sex slave, and she was actually set on fire. And somehow she survived, and now she runs a safe haven for other sex slaves. She takes them in. She gives them a place to live. You know, we need to expose these evil bastards every chance we get. I definitely would love to hear your story at some point. Once again, I thank you for...
There is a documentary about me. It's called Dutch Injustice. And I testified on the Hill in 2012 in front of Congress, and I testified against my own country. You can find it also on YouTube.
Yeah, I'm seeing it right now. When child traffickers rule a nation, Dutch Injustice. I recommend everybody goes and checks this out. Do you have a book or anything in the works, or any documentary?
Sorry?
Do you have anything in the works as far as a book or a documentary yourself?
Yeah, there's a Dutch Injustice is about me. The documentary is about me. So I exposed the biggest powerful elite ring in the Netherlands. And yeah, that's good. That goes to deep state cabal, Bilderberg.
Wow. So you
and
really,
I was a victim of child trafficking from 14 until 18.
And how did you escape?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm still here.
Well, I'm glad you made it, man.
Now we're busy with political asylum. Yeah, we're now busy with political asylum. I have two businesses in the Netherlands and try to open it up here. Some friends and in the meanwhile we're gonna crowdfund for my medication and my food because I don't have money. That's what we're busy now, and then we hope this week we make it viral on internet and Facebook and Instagram, and we made the one-liner "Make Bart Great Again." So I hope these people help me out, and so I can buy my medication, and I really need a doctor. So yes.
Yeah, definitely. Are you in fear of your life right now? Do you think people are after you?
Yeah, no. In the States, I feel safe. Here, I feel okay.
Yeah.
And a lot of people know that I'm here. So the Congressman, Senator Christopher Smith, is also knowing that I'm here and higher, so... Yeah.
Hey, Bart, when's the last time you spoke with Congressman Smith?
I think the last time is 2012.
Oh, okay. I saw him a couple of years ago, you know, when I was in D.C. He's an awesome person. And, you know, he's different than most people, and he would do anything, go out his way to do things for you, you know, because
I know
he helped me with the Rebecca Project, you know, and he's an awesome guy. You know, there's some nice politicians out there, really. And what I want to say this before I forget, you know, we would do anything that we can.
I know what you mean. And to achieve your goals, you have to pick up the right persons. And, you know, when you're long enough in this game, you have a nose for the good people. And Christopher Smith is one of them, you know.
Yes,
he was,
yes.
Pushed forward by Donald Trump, their personal friends. So
yeah.
He's a Republican, a senator, and he's a very good man. And he said to me, when you're in the U.S. and I can help you vote, I will. So I will connect him this week, and we already have connected with him. Joshua did that for me.
And again, you know, like, I'm glad that you reached out. And, if, you know, I'm here, you know, the Rebecca Project is here, and I'm quite sure I can speak for Scott, the producer of this show here. You know, we stand behind you 100%.
Definitely. You're welcome on any time, and if anybody else that you feel wants to tell this story as well, feel free to bring them our way. That's what this platform is for. We have no.
I actually, you know, can. Any help is welcome.
Thank you.
Most definitely. Most definitely. And, you know, we definitely respect what you do. Keep fighting a good fight, man.
Yes, we have to do this.
Tell you, it's crazy what's going on in the world right now. What do you know about the Vatican? We've interviewed people who've caught priests doing, you know, crazy things. Are they involved?
It's very obvious. Right in front, you know, all these people. You know, the Pope made the sign of the devil. You know, I know Ninth Circle, child murderers, international pedophiles, you know, adrenochrome, you know, raping and murdering these children for this elite drug. How deep you want to go?
Yeah, definitely. Well,
it's really sick.
All our listeners, we're going to go to our first break real quick. This is the lady I was speaking about earlier, Melissa. Check out her story, and we'll be right back.
Before we get into your organization, what made you, you became a sex slave, am I not correct?
That's correct. I was a trafficking victim.
And how did you become a victim of human trafficking?
Well, a close family member, by the time I was four, began molesting me and grooming me to be sold. And then by the time I was 10, I began being passed around in bars in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas. And from there, yanked out later from school for kind of squilling and transferred. And when the truancy officers came looking for me, and my family member had a debt, a gambling debt they couldn't pay, then I was sold to an underground sex trafficking ring where I was literally held almost 18 hours a day in chains. I was, and the rest of the hours was performing for, you know, anywhere from 5 to 30 men a night. So that was all, like I said, before I was 13. And then one night a customer, a John is what we call him, had come in and bought me for the, you know, hour that he was supposed to have me and basically set me on fire. That was his fantasy, was to see a child burn to death. And after that, I was just left in a garbage can to die. Ended up spending a year in the hospital. And praise God, I lived through it. It's been a year in the hospital, getting reconstructive surgeries, had over 30 surgeries just to repair me to be a woman. And then the night before I was to be released from the hospital, I took off running. But again, how does a 14-year-old now survive on the cold streets of Dallas, Texas? And so I quickly hooked back up with another pimp, thinking that he was going to save me, you know, and rescue me, and he was going to keep me good, but he was just the same. And that began the whole process until I was 17 when he got locked up on different charges than trafficking, because back then there really wasn't a law against selling or buying children per se, because it wasn't something that was really well known. Where nowadays it's very much more in your face and present if we simply go onto the internet and look. And spent my whole life addicted to heroin and booze, and took a downward spiral until at 27, my 5-year-old daughter led me to the Lord. And he's been working with me and preparing me and healing me and transforming me. And from that, he birthed inside of me a dream that I didn't want to take on, and that was to go back and set the captives free. And I can tell you, I didn't want to do that. I you know, was moving on. I had my family together, and I just didn't want to look backwards. But I did, and after wrestling with it for a year and a half, and it was the best decision ever made. It's truly blessed my life, and so I'm very, very fortunate that My pain was not in vain, but it's helping other children.
Well, I tell you what, here in the Church of Reality, you know, me and my co-host Brother Herod, we don't belong to any faith in particular, but when it comes to things of this nature, we find common ground with those. You could be Muslim, you could be Jewish, you could be atheist. What you're doing, I got to commend you for it. I really do. I got nothing but respect for what you're doing, and I really appreciate you coming on our show to share the experiences the awful experiences that you've had to go through.
Well, thank you for having me. And you know, the way I look at it, if I'd not done what I, you know, if I'd not been through that life, it couldn't prepare me for the life that I have now. I can spend, you know, a few hours with the girl, or the police can spend days, even months, trying to, you know, get her to open up and talk, and I can go right in there and you know.
Yeah, that was a clip from Melissa for the sake of one.org. Make sure you check out Dave's show in the archive. But this stuff, Elaine, I'm going to bring you back on, and we got some callers. I'm going to take some callers. But this stuff is all over the place. A woman just got sentenced to 20 years for allowing various men to rape her young daughters, ages 5 and 6. Did you hear about this, Elaine?
I did. And because, like I say, like lately I've been definitely doing a lot of research about this, because the thing is that I'm trying to familiarize myself with what goes on and how these young girls and boys end up in positions and situations like this, because I'm opening up my home for youth at risk, children that's being sold into human trafficking, and our abandoned babies and all that good stuff. But, you know, it is so sad when we don't say anything, when these grown men are raping our 2 months, 3-month-old children, I mean 2-year-old children, and then come to find out that it's the judges that is the pimps and the pedophiles. You know, it's the judges.
Yeah, there was
and the
a judge. You're right. There was a judge that was doing that sex trafficking as well. Avid Trump supporter. This lady, she sold her children to men as old as 78 years old. Just utterly disgusting. They wanted to, she could have got 140 years, but they only gave her 25. Actually, they should have given her life without the possibility of parole. Or actually, the death penalty would have been better. For what those kids have to go through. It's just disgusting. We have a caller, 224. Welcome to the show. How are you doing? Hello. Area code 224. You are live on the show. Okay. We'll put you back.
Hello?
Are you there? Can you hear me?
Hello? Yes, hi. Yeah, I was calling to listen.
Oh, okay. No doubt. I'll put you back on.
Listen.
Thank you so much.
All
for
right. Thank you.
Calling the show.
You bet. Thank you.
You know, it's just disgusting, Elaine, that you still see this. I mean, like you said, judge. That guy was, a high-ranking judge down in Kentucky. He convicted of running a sex slave operation. The actress, the lead actress from the TV series Smallville, I don't know if you remember that, or she was recently charged with sex trafficking.
Yes,
so you got entertainers, politicians. It's everywhere. It's everywhere.
But you know
disgusting.
What really makes it so bad is that a lot of these parents are selling their children for drugs. Like
yeah.
The mother that had her 4-year-old baby girl. She sold her 4-year-old baby girl to a pedophile for drugs. How can you do that?
Yeah,
how, I mean, really, how can you?
Have no remorse whatsoever. The same type of person that could do that is the same type of person that could virtually kill anybody without even thinking about it. This has no remorse, no heart, no soul, whatever you want to call it, just cold and callous. And I hate to say it, because I'm not an advocate of euthanizing people, but people like that, they really need to be executed. I'm sorry, but they do, because all they do is ruin lives. That woman who had her two young daughters, she sold them out to, like I said, men is almost 80 years old. God knows how many of them. Those kids are ruined. Those kids are ruined. There's two of them that are just destroyed because of her actions. And she should be put to death. There should have that judge that's involved in sex trafficking. He should be put to death. And I'll tell you who else should be put to death. Anybody that's listening that's Catholic isn't going to like this. But most of your clergymen, including the Pope, I'll tell you why. Because he knows and allows all this stuff to go on. The age of consent, it was, I think, 11 or 12 over there in the Vatican. I think they raised it 1 or 2 years. But they get caught time and time again. There was a priest in Wisconsin who molested 200 deaf children at a deaf academy over the course of 3 or 4 decades. They finally caught him, and I don't think he got any prison time. I mean, they just move him to another parish, another church, so they can continue to molest people. You need to take these people that are allowing and enabling this, the joke term like he did with Sandusky. That coach knew Sandusky was molesting those kids and let it slide. Put his ass in jail, too. He's dead now, though, but... You know, put them in jail. Punish these people that enable these other people to do so. Just like the sex traffickers, the people that drive the children from one location to another, and they all need to be punished severely. Some cases put to death. Situations like that with the woman, put them to death.
Yeah, and what happened here is that Nebraska, the Boys and Girls Town of Nebraska, where they would take these kids and fly them all over the country, take them to D.C., take them to the World Trade Center. And I challenged people a while ago to have a conversation about that. People don't want to talk about this. They would rather, and I'm telling you how I personally feel, after... posting this stuff, they don't have no type of nothing for the child. If you say something like the judge in Alabama, the one that just ran for office recently, Jones, was his name Jones, and he had molested the 14-year-old girl, but they still put him in the White House.
Look at the hip-hop community. Look at that guy, Tekashi, a.k.a. 69. That guy has billions of streams, gold and platinum plaques, millions of dollars, and is being pushed by the biggest entities in music entertainment, period. But he's also a known child molester. He's a registered sex offender. It's like, how can you get behind and support that? When in another instance, you're taking someone like Bill Cosby or somebody, or Harvey Weinstein, granted what they did was fucked up too, but you're firing them. Why are you pushing this other guy to the top? Anytime anybody's caught doing that, they need to get rid of them right away. Rather than some of these guys are made heroes of, like Bambada. We had people on the show who accused Bambada of molestation. One guy said that Bambada has a black book with all his victims in it, which is anywhere from, I heard from 20, 30 to maybe even hundreds of victims throughout the years. No one's doing anything about that. They put out a couple articles about it, and then that was it. The lady at the CDC who was engaged in bestiality, this was a scientist at the head of a billion-dollar science department. She was accused of bestiality as well as engaging in sex with a 5-year-old kid. Nothing ever happened to her. I mean, seriously, war going on for our children. You know,
right.
And people don't even, they're still fighting over the same issues they've been fighting over for the last, 200 years. Gun rights, religious freedoms, just the same things over and over again when there's so many other problems that need way more attention. And that's why I'm not political. And that's why I'm not going to be part of the two-party dictatorship, whether it's Democrat or Republican. And all this stuff going on with Putin, it's like, really, who cares if he rigged an election or not? George Bush rigged an election in 2000 with the help of his brother Jeb down in Florida. Did anybody remember that? What happened there? Nothing. You know, nothing's going to happen here either. I mean, all the dirt they got on Trump and they can't impeach him, it's not going to happen. The guy is too powerful at this point.
Well, the problem with this guy and that guy right there is that we're going into another sort of era. These are Nazis. I'm going to say it like it is. Both of them are Nazis, and they want to rule the world. If you look at who this guy is looking at over in North Korea and then Russia and then over here, if you look at what this guy, he just loves these type of people. And these are people that want to rule the world. So instead of us going forward, we're going to go backwards, and it's not going to be pretty, okay?
You're right. It's getting ugly. Not to mention the brewing race war that's going on in this country that they're pushing. And most of the ones that's pushing it are the Trump supporters.
It's about people of color. The same thing with this border stuff. All those people that was coming across the border were people of color. And this is, again, going back to the conversation that we had earlier, this, again, is why those people in Europe, in London, in England, was out there boycotting. Because he's telling them that that their country is being taken over by other people coming in.
And it's
so he don't want nobody going nowhere. I mean, look at what he's saying.
I mean, okay, my grandfather came to Chicago in the early, in the teens, in the early 20s, and he used to tell me how the neighborhoods were carved out. You had the Czechoslovakian area, you had the Italians, the Irish, the Chinese, and so on and so on and so on. And that's what they're wanting to do now again. It's like, why? Why are they wanting segregation amongst people? Why are there's a huge group of whites in this country, which I'm white myself, but I'm not, I don't belong to this group, but there's a huge group of whites in this country that want to be separatists. They're white nationalists. They want to be on a pedestal above other people. And they're in fear and they're afraid that so many people are going to come and take this away from them and that away from them. And they don't even have a clue. These people don't even realize. They're not the ones that's being pulled over and shot in record numbers. Most of them that live in their gated communities or their trailer parks, take a pick, whatever side of the spectrum you live on, they're not even in any kind of danger of having anything taken away from anybody, from any other country in the world, except for maybe China. Which produces 90% of the products that we use. Try to look for something in your house that doesn't say made in China on it. I bet you can't find it. There's no threat. There's no threat at all. And they always say, they're bringing these gangbangers in here, these MS-13s. Let me tell you something. The city of Chicago, The place where I grew up is one of the gang capitals of the world. We already have gang problems here. And it's not just from South America. We had gang problems here since the 40s. My grandfather,
yeah.
My grandfather was telling me about Latin kings in the 50s. And
yeah,
in the 1940s.
You know, when they legalized.
Yeah, exactly. The Irish mobs and the Italian mobs, I mean, they all fought each other. They all fought each other. We don't need to worry about them as much as we need to worry about the people that's in this country, the domestic terrorists, the psychos that ain't got a half of a brain and they're on 25 different psychotropic drugs that go get guns and kill a bunch of people, or the goofballs with their little tiki torches that want to start race riots out in the street. Those are the people that we all need to worry about. You know, there's already problems here. We have to fix what's going on internally before we can worry about everything else that might come in and hurt us. We're already fucked up. And you know what
well,
else?
You know what? You know what?
One more thing, and I'll give you the floor. I'm so sorry. One more thing. But you know what else? Not one of these politicians, I don't hear him saying anything about cancer. Anything about curing cancer. You know why? Because they make money off of the drug companies that fund the cancer industry. And, yeah, I'm sorry about that. Sorry for interrupting you, but I just wanted to make that point, too. It's crazy.
You're right. You're right. Well, you know, most of these people that you see that's out here screaming about, you know, closing, building a wall and all of these are eugenicists. These are Nazis. These are white supremacist people.
Yes.
And if you know what, they are the ones that want control of everything. It doesn't matter if you have blonde hair or blue eyes. You know, you can. They want a blonde hair, one race of people. And it doesn't matter if you're white, if you're Italian.
Mingle tried that in Brazil.
It doesn't matter. You know, because they're going to get rid of me first, and if you don't have blonde hair and blue eyes, they're going to get rid of you next.
Yeah.
I mean, really?
Yeah, or if you're deemed, or even if you are white with blonde hair or blue eyes, if you're deemed undesirable in any way, if you have some type of abnormality or anything that they don't like, they're going to start you to the side, too. That's what a lot of these dumb whites don't understand. You're going to be thrown in the carts and the trains as well. You're not going to get a special pass into this club unless you fit that criteria and that mold. But your average, everyday, blue-collar, white American's not going to fit that mold. They're looking for the ones in the country club white bread motherfucker honkies. Those are the ones they're looking for.
100%. 100%. And you know what? And another thing that's going on right here, right now, is that euthanasium. You know, our elderly, we get our wisdom from them. You know, these are the ones that made America great, you know? And then here you're talking about killing them, putting them in a hospital, and letting them die, starving them to death. What kind of world are we living in? You know, from babies, if you're a certain age, they're talking about, hey, listen, they want a woman can carry a child up to 9 months. And then when you're born, they're going to stick a needle in your spine and in your neck. To kill you. Why carry a baby for 9 months if you're gonna do that? You know, we're becoming a country like I think it's Turkey, if I'm not mistaken, where they don't have no old people, no elderly people over there because they kill them off at a certain age. And here we're adopting those same ways. And even Canada is doing this now. They're getting rid of the elderly people. Why?
Well, definitely they're doing it here. You know, it's they're thinning out the herd is what they call it, the great culling. And that's why you got to look at it like this. That's why thousands and thousands of known carcinogen chemicals are passed through the FDA here in the United States. Many of these chemicals are banned in several other countries. Most European countries ban a lot of these chemicals, but they're passed here, and they're put into our food, our clothing. You name it, and there's no regulations on it because, again, they want you to get sick. They want you to get cancer because they know the majority of the people that get cancer are gonna they're gonna die from it but not before their finances are drained, not before all their money is taken away. See, it's a system. They figured out how to kill you at your cost. You're paying for your own funeral and everything that comes before it. And these motherfuckers are going to keep getting rich off of it. Now, that's the war against the people right there. That's the where we should all be directing our anger at. But no, you know why? Because we have too many divisions, too many fractures, too many different ways where they can divide and conquer us as a people. And that's why we can't unite and fight back. That's why the cancer industry is going to keep winning. That's why these stupid sex slave operations are going to or rings are going to keep popping up, because we're not going after the ones that's controlling it at the top, way at the top. They're all seeing eye. Those are the guys that are controlling everything. There, a lot of those guys are pedophiles themselves. So of course they're not going to want to get rid of pedophilia. They're not going to attack it as hard as they should. It's a crazy, crazy world we live in. But I want to do this again. I want to have a panel about sex trafficking, human trafficking again, and see if we can have more people join us, Elaine, because I think this is a problem that's just not going to go away. There was a girl in my area. She was missing for several years. They found her body last, I believe, February, in a field somewhere. No telling how long, I doubt she was killed right away. She might have been held captive for a couple years. She was missing for several years, so there's no telling.
A friend, the little girl that they found,
I've seen this girl grow up pretty much. Her mother was a teacher of my daughter, one of my daughter's first teachers, and they were friends of the family, and that's too close to home. As a parent myself, I'm terrified. My kid, I don't let her out of my sight for nothing. You can't, it's not like it was when we were growing up. You can't trust anything nowadays. You can't trust it. Not even the school. You can't, I'll give you another example of this area where I live in. The high school where my kid goes to school at, this is how fucked up I got it. First, they had a female gym teacher, who molested one of the girl's students. This is about 5 years ago. She ended up going to prison. Well, her replacement that they hired happened to be a man. You know what this guy did? This sick motherfucker put video cameras in the girls' locker room so he could watch them undress. So it's like, what kind of place are you running? It's disgusting. There's no protection for our children. But then you go to the courthouse, it's sealed up like a sentry safe. The powdered wigs at the courthouse are protected night and day by security at all levels, but the children can't even change in the locker room without some sick perverts videotaping them. It's just disgusting. This is why you wonder why folks, some of us are not patriotic. Forgive me if I don't put my hand on my chest and look up at the flag when someone starts singing the Star Spangled Banner. I'm sorry. This is not a country. It's a corporation, and it's run by a bunch of creeps. That's pretty much the bottom line. So, but we had a good show tonight. We talked about a lot of stuff, but I want to put together a roundtable for Cam and Lane. Maybe we can have a gentleman that was on the line earlier and a few other people, and we can do a show about human trafficking and also do a show about eugenics as well, because it all ties in. It's all ties into the same sick people doing the same sick things. So we need to put that in the motion. Next week, Boot Up or Shut Up is going to be on. We will be back here. We will be back here on the 29th. So in 2 weeks, tune in. 9 p.m. Central. We'll try to get Saeed and Ron on, as well as some other people, and have a nice roundtable discussion. Elaine, thank you so much. Before we go, is there anything that you want to add or anything you got going on you want to promote, Elaine?
Yeah, I do want to talk about Mike Adams'
yes.
natural, what is it? Can't think of it. But anyway, I'm learning also about some chemicals that they are putting in certain people's food. They have the, oh, my God, I can't think of the name. I know one is HCG, one is the BCG, and they have the RNA, okay, that the RNA is chemical that they're putting in your food, and it's to target certain DNAs. So that would be, I would love to get into that discussion to let people know what is going on and how they are killing us and how they are putting cancer in our, we need to talk about the water, the food, and all of this stuff like that. But the HCG, the BCG, and the RNA is very important that, and it's something that everyone should hear or should know about. You can Google these, the HCG, the BCG, and the RNA, and it's terrifying. So maybe we can have a show on those chemicals and how they're targeting certain people. And with some of them, if you're pregnant, it causes a woman to self-abort her baby. It causes sterility, and this is the new, it's a new, what is it, it's a new weaponized warfare that they're targeting people with.
Yeah, they actually are. They're going at people. I mean, they can attack you with sonic waves. Remember people, U.S. diplomats in Cuba not too long ago and in a couple other countries were getting, they said they felt victims to sonic attacks. So people can, you know, shoot these waves at you, throw you off your equilibrium and really fuck you up, get you dizzy and sick, you know, confused. Many people believe that's what happened to Iraqi soldiers during the Desert Storm, the first war we had. Several thousand Iraqi soldiers just threw their guns down and gave up. They were disorientated. They didn't know what was going on. I mean, you know, these are troops that are trained to fight to the death. They just gave up. You know, something, we did something to them. That shows you, I mean, you know, you got to remember, too, I mean, after World War II, all these Nazi scientists became, they started working for us, you know, Plum Island and different things. And so, I mean, there's all kinds of weapons and different things that they have that we can't even fathom. So it's scary as hell to see what we're entering into in the next, you know, 10 to 20 years. With that said, we're going to get out of here. We're going to see you guys in 2 weeks. That'll be on the 29th. Make sure to tune in to Boot Up or Shut Up next week. If you want to call and you want to debate Dopey and everybody on Boot Up or Shut Up, go ahead. Feel free. You know, they got their point of view. Share your point of view, you know. But you're not going to win. I mean, that's why I don't call it a debate. I mean, can you imagine trying to debate Dopey? It's just not going to happen. Shout out to him. Shout out to everybody at UGS Radio. Much love to you, Elaine. You take care of yourself. And we'll see you guys on the 29th. Peace.
Good night.